Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
Larry Lisenby has been shoeing horses for the past 40 years.
When working with horses, you gather stories. It's like a visiting storyteller in a way. At least most people I know who shoe horses seem to like the sound of their own voice. At least I've been accused of it. With every profession, there is the vernacular. There are words that apply to that profession that all the professionals know. With horseshoeing, there are words that are not repeated in good company because it is a stressful profession. I had my oldest son with me, maybe 3 years old. I was at an old teacher's house shoeing his Belgian draft horses. Big, ignorant monsters of horses. He looked down at my son and says, "Well, young man, are you going to be a horseshoer like your father when you grow up?" My son gets this great big dimple in his cheek. He says, "Yep, I already know the words. Learn how to handle horses. No good comes of a fight. You might win, but they'll leave a mark. They are a very large, very frightened animal. Everything that makes them successful as a Mustang, the biting, the kicking, they have to give that up. A horse has to try not to hurt you. What comes natural to it can put you in the hospital. I have had every major joint in my body dislocated at one time or another. I have a traumatic brain injury. I have a plate in an ankle. I have been through the gambit. You have to learn that the risk is always there. If I get in trouble with a horse, if I've got an animal that is belligerent, thrashing back and forth and kicking at me, I'm working 10 times as hard inside my head. The dance is really subtle. It is really quiet. There's not a spark. There's not an ignition. There's no smoke in the air. I'm just moving very carefully, very gently, and all they have to say is, "Well, you had it easy." If you do it right, nobody can see it. And so you do see people who go out of their way to put on the bigger show, you get more tips. But the reality is you're not as good a horseman. I have dropped out a few times. Every time I get crippled, I promise my mother I won't go back. And then she realizes I'm going to lose the house, and she says, "It's okay, you can go back." Because it's the one thing that always pays the bills. Monotony is not necessarily a bad thing when shoeing horses. Excitement is not called for. So I would love to yawn. I would love to have it so boring I can't stand it, because that means I survive.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.